to someone who has long had, it's been a bit of a grim day, really, so I wanted to finish on a lighter note. To someone who has had long had a dream to paddle down a river in a giant pumpkin, but alas, time and time again, his pumpkins kept rotting off and dying. One got as big as a softball. So imagine his delight when his friend grew a 407-kilogram pumpkin. That is the weight of a horse. With us is Adam Farquharson, who donned a sailor's hat and a pipe. He's with us to share his tale. Adam, welcome.
Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, kia ora, Adam. Good to have you in New Zealand. The photo evidence is on our website. You can go check it out, the panel. Sorry, rnz.co.nz/thepanel. Adam, you did it.
I did. My mum was appalled when I told her what I was up to. I think she's changed her mind now. But, yeah, it was a long time coming. And the best thing is that it's actually pretty hard to grow one of those pumpkins. And my mate did all the hard work, even hollowed it out. And all I had to do was scribble Cinderella on the side, jump in and hop down the river.
All right. Before we get into the big pumpkin and how you rode it, have you been surprised by the international reaction you've had on this?
Surprise would be a fair understatement there, Wallace. It's unbelievable. I mean, I put a post up on Friday night that my wife said, oh, you should put something on Facebook. And it was two lines saying, this is what I plan to do tomorrow. I want to be the first person to paddle a pumpkin at 11 o'clock at the race course. 1,000 people there. The first vehicle we saw was an ambulance. So I thought, well, that's not good. Yeah, but blown away. And then I went and got a load of firewood for mum. And by the time we got back, I had, like, missed calls from ABC saying, we want to interview you. And I'm like, I'm getting, like, emails from friends overseas going, oh, you paddle a pumpkin, I'm in Japan. I'm like, you what? it's mind-blowing. It's unbelievable. And I can say to people now, I'm famous and I can actually mean it. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
It may well be that you might get a call from Prime Minister Albanese. You might even have that pumpkin alongside Farlap's heart.
It's a little bit late for that. So the biggest problem with the pumpkin, it was so big, we couldn't get out of the river without machinery. So when we finished with it, we got a double-ended axe and actually chopped it up, put it in a trailer. It's currently feeding some cattle out of my in-law's farm.
Well, Peter, if there's one thing to brighten your day, it's a grown man in a sailor's cap and pipe travelling down the river.
Well done, well done. And I love the notion that you typed Cinderella on it, because I asked my kids about this and they said, I wondered if they thought it was a carriage at first and it just turned into a pumpkin at midnight as you were on the water.
She certainly got a bit uglier after midnight, but I did get asked by somebody, what do you call it, Cinderella? It's like, it's a pumpkin. Like, what else are you going to call it? It's like, in all honesty, you think about it.
Sue?
Well, I just think it's completely brilliant. And I see that you said in some of your vast amount of publicity that you did it for no other reason than to amuse yourself and make people smile. And I can't think of any better reason to do anything, really.
No, you're dead right. And it did amuse me. I had to keep my head on to paddle my way down. It's quite a fast river. It's not as quick as Hooker Falls, but you had to plan ahead a bit. But I had a smile on my dial the whole way down. It was magnificent. It was so, and watching people follow me down the river, they were running to keep up, which I thought was good. Exercise too, making people healthy. It's something I'll certainly never forget, and I don't think anybody's going to let me forget it either.
What is it, Adam? What does it say about humanity that you've people across
touch such a cord?
Yeah, people have gravitated to an adult paddling down the river in a huge pumpkin. What does it say about us? Does it say that this is the sort of joy, the simple joy that we need these days?
I think it is, and I will just correct you there. I'm only an adult on paper. Certainly don't act like one. I think you're right. If I wanted to really lay it on thick, it's the childlike doing something the kid would do, because it's fun and you want to do it and it's there.
Yeah.
I remember Steven Spielberg, the director, he said, he was asked about his success. He said, well, it's because I've never grown up.
Well, I certainly haven't, and now I've proven it, so if there was any doubt.
Are they hard to... Oh, Peter, you go.
I did. I just wanted to say that if you need a soundtrack, Wallace has already found it for you on this day in 1982.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, Chariots of Fire, have you heard it? Da, 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 da.
Well, I play trumpet in the school band. We play that badly, I got to say. But yes, I'm aware of the song. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So now, okay, so the pumpkin's being chopped up just on the growing side. Is it actually quite difficult to grow because it's Australia's biggest pumpkin? The weight of a horse, is it very difficult to grow to that size?
I can't say because the one I grew got to the size of a softball, shriveled up, fell off the vine and died pretty hilariously. My friends were in a competition, so it wasn't good. But Mark spent 4 months. It was 71 days the pumpkin was on the vine, I understand. He had to have a tent over it and a fan going all the time to stop it getting damaged because if it's blemished, you can't put it in the show. And the fan was there to stop it going mouldy. So it was an incredible effort on his part. And, essentially he did all the hard work and I came in and stole all the glory.
Is he envious at all of your fame?
He loves it. So, I was talking to him just about half an hour ago and he thinks it's absolutely outstanding. So that his pumpkin, instead of just getting chopped up and, chucked out to the cows beforehand, he got to do a cruise first.
Oh, well, the texts are coming in, Adam. Someone says, down the river in a pumpkin. It was a good effort.
Yep.
And on that note, Adam, well done. And finally, what's the next big adventure? A giant eggplant?
I jokingly said maybe hollow out a couple of marrows and go water skiing, but I'm not sure that my wife's going to come to that one. But we'll see how we go. But Mark is planning to grow a pumpkin next year, and he's going to try for 600 kilos. So it might be a tandem effort.
Unreal.
You can take that one over Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Oh, mate, this guy's a maniac. I reckon he'll do it too.
Okay, Adam, all the best.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.